Megan Moed. I'd like to discuss an halacha that's brought in Hilchos Hagala, the halacha of kashering tables. Shulchan Aruch brings down in Topman Aleph Sivchav, Shulchan Aruch brings down that the shulchanos and tevos, so tables and boxes or larders, should entsneim by an oichlin, kalashana, you store in it food the whole year, regilim laris aleim reischim. It was customary, regilim laris aleim reischim, to pour on them hot water, to kasher it. Because sometimes, when using the tables, the pots would overflow, they would spill over the tables, and therefore you would need to do iri klirishin to cash these tables. So there's a background for that, and the halacha is kebaylei kach poltoi. The way that something became trace, that's the way you have to cash it. So Chanoch brings down sefei in Tofnun Aleph. So if a kli is used in a klirishin, if the way you use it is a pot on the fire, so you have to kasher it by way of putting it into a pot on the fire, into hot water that's bubbling on the fire. If you use it with iri kli rishin, if you don't use it on the fire, but you poured it from one kli into another kli, so where you kasher it, you can kasher it aliday iri kli rishin, you can also do kli rishin, you can also do the better one if you want, but you can kasher it aliday iri kli rishin. So Shulchan Aruch is saying, the custom was that by Shulchan Aruch, since when you use it, things spill over, and then it's an irui, it's poured out from a pot onto the table. So the way to kasher it is through irui, and therefore they would pour hot water onto the kelim in order to kasher it. Mishnah Berurah brings down a shita of Marivayel. Marivayel says it's not good enough just to do irui klirishin. You have to actually use an even meluben. Even meluben is an idea, you take something boiling hot, and you put it on the table, and then you pour over this boiling hot stove. What's the point of this? That when you're doing iroi, so the water cools down very quickly. But if you have an even meluben, if you have a boiling hot stone, then even if you pour water on it, that water will stay boiling hot because of this boiling hot stone. We saw it when we were doing the Bir Chometz this year. So we put some stones down on top, under the grate, to put the chometz on top. And even after pouring water to extinguish the fire, I showed the kids that these stones were still boiling, boiling hot. They were still giving off loads of steam. Even meluvenin takes in the heat and it keeps giving out the heat. And says Meivail, when cutting these tables, you have to use an even meluven. Why? What's the point? Why should you do that? We said, kebola kapoltoi. You're worried about spillage, so just do spillage on it. Why do you need to use an even meluven? She says, no, because often something, dover gush, a solid, hot, solid item falls onto this table. And since a hot item falls on the table, it needs more than just irid. What's the pshat of what he's saying? He's saying that dover gush has got in like a clear ishan. So you have a clear ishan itself sitting on the table. So how can you kasher it with an iri clear ishan? You have to kasher it with a clear ishan, because it's a clear ishan itself sitting on the table. How are you going to do that? So you're going to pour hot water on top of this stone. This stone is going to make that the water stays the clearishin, and that way you're kashering the table even for the use of a dover gush. That's the chiddush of Meivail, which is part of the Mishavur, the chatzchile to do it. The kasha is that we know there's something called tatoi gova. Tatoi gova means that when we have a clash between two surfaces, the lower one and the upper one, then tatoi gova, the lower one wins, which means that if it puts something hot on a cold surface,